In Gaza today, Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh angrily denounced the call for new elections from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Haniyeh said the call was unconstitutional and would cause great unrest. He also said Hamas would not participate. Tensions rose quickly after yesterday's announcement by Abbas, and today there were a number of serious incidents, including shootings at a senior Hamas minister and the president's residence. Joining us from Gaza is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, Haniyeh's rejection of the elections is no surprise. Is Hamas opposed because of constitutional issues or because they're afraid they might lose the election?
Well, a little of both, actually, Andrea. I mean, in his first public comment since Abbas called for these new elections, Haniyeh today, using pretty strong language, said Hamas would boycott the elections. He called it unconstitutional, inflammatory, and, quote, insulting to the sacrifices and the pain of Palestinians everywhere. Hamas is also worried, I think, about its deteriorating grassroots support. I mean, they have a deep, strong base of support, no doubt, and that still exists. But in the 9 months since they took office, life has just gotten worse for Palestinians, economically, politically, and, of course, security-wise. And they're certainly worried that if they have to face the electorate again, many who voted for Hamas because they were frustrated at corruption and incompetence in Fatah might rethink their vote and go Fatah.
Eric, what can you tell us about these shootings that have happened in the last day or so since the tensions have been rising over this?
Well, there have been sporadic shootings yesterday and today. Today you saw a pretty serious escalation. Around dawn, armed gunmen using rocket-propelled grenades and automatic weapons attacked a training base in a coordinated attack. This is a barracks for Abbas's presidential guard. One guard member was killed. Five others were wounded, some of them seriously. These suspected Hamas gunmen fired some 25 rocket-propelled grenades, we're told, at the camp, setting tents and barracks on fire. There was a long exchange of gunfire. Also, there was a major shootout after Fatah gunmen, it's suspected, shot at the convoy of Mahmoud Zahar, the Hamas leader and foreign minister. He wasn't injured, but it sparked an hour-long gun battle in central Gaza City. And there was a sustained exchange of fire just down the street from where I am, near Abbas's residence in Gaza City.
President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair have publicly supported this call for a new election. Eric, have you heard of any responses from leaders of Arab countries?
Yeah, some Arab leaders are appealing for calm and for a return to dialogue. The president of Yemen today apparently offered to mediate new talks between Fatah and Hamas, but there is no sign either side is taking him up on that offer. And frankly, gunmen on the street aren't listening to Arab leaders. Both sides are so heavily armed right now. They're on edge, they're tense, and any little flare-up has the real potential to explode into a wider clash.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Gaza. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.